the sumo wrestler is grounded, then by definition of a class one lever, the other side, the toddler, cannot be. Have you ever struggled with a negative pattern in your life? For example, prolonged anxiety or fear? If you have, then you understand the truth of this teeter-totter principle. If anxiety is dominant in your life, then it is grounded. If it is grounded, then it becomes rooted, which makes the inversely related fruit of peace and joy unattainable, or up in the clouds somewhere with the toddler. It feels like the path to peace and joy is unrealistic, if not impossible. The fulcrum. There is a way to use the physics of a teeter-totter to your advantage. It has to do with the fulcrum. The fulcrum is the stationary piece in the middle of the teeter-totter. Engineers will tell you that if you move the fulcrum closer to the sumo, the toddler now has the advantage of leverage. The Egyptians must have loved teeter-totters, or class one levers. They desperately needed them when they built the pyramids. How do you suppose they lifted extremely large rocks to use for construction? A class one lever has the fulcrum positioned strategically between the force and the load. With the fulcrum closer to the load, the sumo in our example, it is possible to gain a significant mechanical advantage. This advantage has been used throughout time to do what might not be possible without a class one lever. With this rule of physics, it became entirely possible for someone to use leverage to lift a weight far heavier than they could lift were they using their own strength alone. The secret of the class one lever is not about your effort or your strength. The secret is the third concept you need to know about a teeter-totter. The power is in the fulcrum. By moving the fulcrum toward what is grounded, you can lift it. It doesn't matter how heavy the object is or how deep the roots are. So if God's plan is for you to be changed and you have a role in doing so, it's pretty clear what Paul was saying. Move that fulcrum toward what is most grounded in your life and you will be able to uproot it. He urges us to have the uncompromising courage to identify the thing that is inhibiting the life Jesus has planned for us and to consistently put it off. The fulcrum of God's truth. Right in the middle of Paul's throw off and put on statements, there is a critical phrase that will help you understand how important the fulcrum is to our transformation. Paul says, "Let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes." Ephesians 4, verse 23. God is after heart change, but in order for that to happen, there needs to be a mind change. When a certain sin